Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center in Conroe, Texas.
Very true, very accurate. John Ferguson is here, and he does hail from said Nature's Way Resources. Conroe maybe is a bigger place than people think, I think, sometimes. You know, I think they think it's like up there, it's a lake. There's like a fishing hut and maybe like a walking trail, and it's like, and then a bunch of houses, right? But no, it's huge.
It is in the greater Conroe area. Like, well, I saw something the other day. The Woodlands Township alone has 38,000 homes in it.
Wow.
So figure crazy. Four people per home, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, and so there's subdivisions everywhere. Yeah, exactly. It's a metropolitan area.
But y'all's place is right off 45. Literally, like, you have the Woodlands exits, and then the next exit, your exit.
Yeah, FM 1488.
Yeah, so that's easy to get to. Great plant selection, multiple acres. And I just heard on that little ad, you guys let dogs come in.
Oh, yeah, we love animals. We have people who love to bring their dogs and go for a walk in the gardens and stuff.
I love that. My wife will love that, too. She kind of only goes places that lets dogs in these days. So we took Rover and Charlie to Enchanted Forest, and it was nice.
Uh-huh.
People were like, very attentive to our dogs. Like, all the other visitors were like, can I pet your dog? Can I hang out with your dog? Can I, you know, like, how much do you want for your dog? And it was like, okay, whoa, you know, these dogs, strangers, stranger danger. But no, it's awesome. Dog lovers are great folks, and, you know.
And also, since we're all organic, it's a pet paradise. I
Absolutely.
Mean, they love to sniff and walk around and look at things, everything. Like, we'll see a lizard running by or a toad frog or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah. Our little puppy, well, he's not little, he's 85 pounds now, but he loves moving things like that, and he's very curious. So he like sees a lizard and he like jumps at it and then stands there and looks at it for a while. He's super smart. Well, we were kind of getting into gardening for birds, and
you brought up caterpillars.
I brought up caterpillars. Why, John? Why did I bring caterpillars up? I know I brought it up, so I should answer that. But John, you know.
Oh yeah, when birds have eggs in the nest, they need a very nutrient dense food source.
Right. Like, we think birds eating, you know, berries and
or seeds.
Yeah, all the time. Like, that's their primary diet.
But 90% of birds, when they have eggs in the nest, eat caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of our landscaping. There's a book called Bringing Nature Home by Dr. Doug Tallamy, and he's going to be lecturing here in a few weeks here in Houston.
Yeah, Garden Club of Houston's bringing him in.
Correct.
And so if you just search Garden Club of Houston Tallamy, you'll find out about that.
But anyway, he talks about there. I remember, like, if you plant a live oak, it hosts something like 400 or 500 species of caterpillars. You plant a Chinese pistachio, zero.
Mm.
So it doesn't do anything for our bird population.
Right. Yeah. So, which is in decline, massively in decline.
We've lost 50% of the birds in the United States in the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, that is so scary.
Yeah, and birds control insect pests. Birds just add motion to the garden and beauty. So we got to take care of them and start doing things in our landscapes for the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. In Nature's Way, we have not only do our pollinator garden, we also have a bird garden.
That's so cool.
So people can see plants and how to do it and stuff and teach. And we'll probably have this spring, probably have a class on how to do bird gardening.
Yeah, yeah. You guys do a great job with wildlife gardening. And that's a huge motivation for people to come in to gardening and try to do something new. It's a great way to see a little more color, more movement. But yeah, the birds are eating, to feed their young especially, caterpillars. And so when we're like overreactive to something like fall tent caterpillar that is just a meandering kind of population of caterpillars on our oaks, and we're massively spraying up there with some gigantic pesticide that's killing everything, we're hurting the birds, and we're also hurting ourselves. I mean, it's not a great practice. So that's yeah. So, but he's coming. I think it's February 17th or something like that. Meg Tapp will let us know. She's going to be on our Facebook Live at some point soon, and so that'll be a thing that and happens.
It's also in our newsletter too.
Oh, great! Yeah,
we have a complete gardening calendar in there.
That is awesome. Well, another thing that's coming up pretty soon, very exciting, is February 11th is the next OBA event. I just had it up here, but and it is a trend that started last year that I think is just massively wonderful, and it's the Organic Horticulture Science Day. So basically just really diving deep in some of these kind of topics, how kind of the approach of being nature-oriented can help you, but the science behind it. Not just like, hey, man, this is better for you, man, so you can walk barefoot, you know, on your oak trees, man. Sorry to, like, do my hippie. I'm not know that. But it's, like, a very exciting thing. It's all day, 7:15 to 3:45, lunch provided. So that's exciting. So that's the Organic Horticulture Science Day. If you want to kind of sign up for that, you just go to obaonline.org, and it's all there. Great time to become a member of OBA. They offer multiple memberships. Levels, one's individual, and you get a discount for every single event that happens. And I'm proud to say that Home Show Garden Pros is a year-long sponsor of OBA because we believe in their mission so much. So a few of our kind of faves are presenting. A couple new speakers. One of them that I'm most excited about hearing, and no offense to everybody else, but it is Dr. Lisa Morano. She is a expert in sustainable agriculture. But also, she really knows a ton about growing grapevines. She's a vitrologist.
Well, microbiologist, I thought.
Yeah, well, let's see what it says here on the, on the thing.
Yeah, great lady. She's heading the sustainability education program at the University of Houston downtown.
Yeah.
So.
But this is sort of like scientific heavy hitters that OBA's bringing in. So really cool stuff there. Awesome. And you've been part of OBA for a very long time.
I've been one of the founding members.
That is awesome. 281-833-3333. What's on your mind? How's your lawn doing? Those veggies doing okay? How's that lettuce? Hey, maybe are you worried about some tree damage, some leaf damage on a tree? Let us know. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Not the number we just heard on that intro, but our new number, 281-833-3333. And here to answer your gardening questions, here to help you out however we can, and we're going to talk with Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, how's it going? I live out in Cypress, and I was trying to see when is the best time to put out. I use MicroLife 64. And I was trying to see when the best time to actually put that out to get my yard ready for the spring. What are some other tips to make sure that my yard is, you know, the best on the block?
Okay. All right.
Well, Joe, I like to put it out mid-February. If you put it out too early, you might get a surge of growth and we could have a late freeze. And your plants are more tender. So I like to wait towards mid to late February.
Joe, you already have enough to fertilize?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, I'm with John. I also, you know, there's other things to fertilize with it if you want to start using some of it now. Trees, now's a great time to fertilize some trees with it, your shrubs in the front, beds, or if you have beds in the back. I mean, really, the lawn is what we want to wait till mid-February on.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's just not a super fast fertilizer, but it's also not a real slow fertilizer. So keep it on the weather if you want to be bold. Be bold, but yeah, I like John's thought there, mid-February.
Yeah, a lot of times what I do is I put it down with remineralizer, and then I mulch.
Yeah.
When I'm doing spring or late winter spring mulching.
I think that is part of the question, Joe, and I know you didn't ask this specifically, but what to do now in the lawn? What kind of are you doing now? Are you still having to mow now?
Yes, my grass is still pretty thick. I know with the cold weather we just had with the, you know, the last couple of days, it kind of thinned it out a little bit, but prior to that, it's still growing.
Well, compliments to you, Joe.
Yeah, what part of town are you in, man?
He said Cypress.
Cypress, yeah, that's pretty far north to really be mowing. Yeah. I'm mowing every other week, which is like...
Yeah, I still am, too.
Driving me bonkers, because I'm like, this isn't supposed to be off! And then the cold snap killed a patch of Kalinga I didn't know I had, kind of in a back corner I don't spend a lot of time in, but where I have some elderberry trees. All this Kalinga was growing, and now it's all like, you know, looks like hay back there. I was like, wait a second, what died? So kind of funny. But yeah, Joe, your best bet is to wait a little bit on the 624, but if you can get your hands on some Humates Plus or even Nature's Way Remineralizer, great time to do that right now. And that,
two bags of that goes a really long way. Plus, so do I just throw that out there as well, too?
Yeah, yeah. And, dude, I would do it as thinly as possible. I know that's maybe not what our advertisers want to hear. But, like, you know, you can do it as thinly as possible, knowing that you're going to put a product out that will complement that here in another month.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely. Great question there. What to do now in the lawn is definitely like a great topic because it's been so unseasonably warm, and it doesn't really look like we're getting a massive change from that.
Not in the 10-day anyway.
Not in the 10-day. 281-833-3333. As we're just kind of thinking about Joe's question, we're going to store some thoughts on lawn care to revisit. We want to make sure that we answer your questions as they come in. 281-833-3333. Let's get your thoughts in, and now we're going to jump around with Bjorn. Hey, Bjorn, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good, y'all. I had a question about, I grow some palm trees. Like, I grow them from seed. I got some medjool palms, and I got Mediterranean palms. I got sable palms. In fertilizers out there, I don't see any organic fertilizers for palms. You got any rough ideas on those? What I generally do is I use a surfactant that's biodegradable in 72 hours. I use maybe a teaspoon of that in a feeder, you know, one of them spray fertilizer applicators, you know.
Like a hose end.
Yeah, that goes with a hose.
Yeah.
And then I use a couple of tablespoons of fish meal. And, I'd spray that down there, you know, but I was wondering, there was, and then I'd get one of those palm fertilizers, like from Walmart or from one of the plant places. Is there any organic palm fertilizer? Because I've been growing, actually, I've been doing organic since I was 1964.
I've
grown organically, and not only in my gardens, but my yard, and even my pesticide since 1964.
Good. Yeah. We do have some good news for you.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of organics. The old school, where we had all these different chemical formulations for plants, that's went out the wayside 20 years ago. Now we feed the soil, and the microbes in the soil feed the plants, and the plants choose what they need.
Right.
Fish emulsion, that fish meal you mentioned, is an excellent water-soluble fertilizer. Microlife is a good one you can put on your soil, and the microbes are working in, and the palms will take what they need. Just got to make it simple. You don't need this complexity anymore.
Well, and Bjorn, I think one thing that as we think of where palms grow, right? Usually that's sandy soil. That's big molecules of minerals. A lot of silicon, right?
I'd have to call you a liar because I got clay, 8 foot of clay, that built up my lawn.
No, I'm not saying you need sand.
14-foot trunks.
Definitely not saying you need sand, right? I'm saying in nature, this is where they are.
Historically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, but what we know from that is that two things are great. A little bit of extra drainage and then making sure we have the minerals. And so,
yeah.
MicroLife did release, I think a year and a half ago, what they call their palms and tropicals. And it's a 4-2-4 on NPK front, but it has a lot of extra on the back end minerals like phosphorus and molybdenum and magnesium, manganese, potassium, things like that, that on the back end they need a lot more than they need the nitrogen. And so The two steps I would say is try to do a remineralizer as a, you know, refresher, and then this MicroLife is all you really need ongoing for fertilization instead of kind of the mixed bag of stuff that you're dealing with. So it's called MicroLife Palms and Tropicals.
Okay. Palms and tropicals, and it's like a 4-2-4, you say?
Yep, it's a 4-2-4 from MicroLife. It's a light green label.
Okay. All right, great. I'll give me some. You know, my yard's, I got like postage stamp lot. You know, it's probably only about 6,000-7,000 square feet. But, you know, I started growing palms about 12, 13 years ago just from seeds, putting them in the ground. Out of the medjool dates that you eat.
Yeah.
The pit. Put it in the ground and things. And I've given away tons of those plants to friends or others.
Well, I'd love some too if you got any sitting around. Yeah.
And I've got sables, two young sables in the yard growing up. But I've always had, here's my bird population. It starts from finches to falcons.
Wow.
I've got falcons that come in my yard.
That's so fun.
Back windows. I got pictures of them. I got great blue herons. I got green herons that come in. I even got a swan that comes in. Well, two swans. Huge swans that come in twice a year.
You know, Bjorn, when you first were talking about your list of birds.
You know, it's just amazing.
When you're first talking about your list of birds there, I was thinking you were going alphabetical, and I was like, oh, he's got a very limited list. But no, you mean like from their mode of transport and stuff. Well, hey, we're up against a break, but you're doing good work. I love growing from seed and the experimental stuff. And yeah, send me an email and I can get some of these palms from you, these little babies. Maybe we can do a deal.
Yeah,
so
I'll send you some.
Just go to homeshowgardenpros.com, the Ask a Pro button. That'll go to me. And Bjorn, I really appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. 281-833-3333. We're going to take a break, talk with Ed, and then talk with Sharon here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, we're here to answer your gardening questions. And you're probably sitting at home, it's rainy, you're like, oh man, I'm going to do so much this spring. I'm going to have so much bounty. It's going to be beautiful out there, my lawn's going to be banking. And if that is what you really want, prepare now with MicroLife fertilizers. So these fertilizers fortify your soil, your lawn, your landscaping. They literally make it fertile, like actually fertilize the space. The Humates Plus is a great thing to do today. It's got a lot of carbon, and it really can help open up that soil, feed the microbes specifically with that carbon, less than nitrogen. Nitrogen's for the plants. The carbon is for the organisms in the ground. And the MicroLife Multipurpose 624. I mean, as kind of Joe asked, he's got some sitting in his garage, and lawns are not the only thing you can fertilize with this amazing fertilizer. I mean, your trees, your veggies, your shrubs, your potted plants, all of it will benefit from that. So don't wait. Start now. And then there's so many great liquids. That MicroLife Super Seaweed is I love it so much because you spray it and things look better. And yeah, I think a lot of people, when they think of like kind of foliar spraying the leaves or something, they only think of big trees. But this works on your tomato plants, on your lawns. It literally works on everything. And you can be done in like 30 minutes with a lot easier cleanup than almost any other thing. So it has nutritional boost to boost your soil year-round. And it adds everything your plants crave. So will not burn your plants, safe for your kids, which is pretty awesome. I mean, that you can get all of these positive benefits and not putting something out there that, you know, is dangerous because some of them are. So check out MicroLife at their website, microlifefertilizer.com. If you want to see where it's sold, homeshowgardenpros.com. All the Garden Pro locations have it, so you're good to go there. 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros, and we were talking with Ed. Hey, Ed.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Same to you guys. I can't tell you how happy I am to find y'all's program. I've been a listener to these type programs, and you know which one, for 30-plus years. going to MicroLife products exclusively is what I'm trying to do for the first time, and it's like a light switch got turned on in my head. I'm in the Cypress area. Every time I stick a pitchfork, a sharpshooter in the ground, I'm hitting brick pieces and concrete pieces and things that were buried in the front yard when the house got built 30 years ago.
Mm.
My front yard is only about 700 square feet, probably. Up near the boxwood shrubs that follow the contours of the driveway, the St. Augustine has done pretty well all the time. The other half near the street looks like somebody deliberately tries to make it turn into a Bermuda bed twice a year. What do I do for this soil? Because I have started putting down MicroLife products for the last 2 months, and I'm probably Ace Hardware is loving me. I'm buying so much of it because I know I'm putting out too much, but I feel so good doing it. I just want to keep doing it.
Okay, well we'll talk about one additional strategy to go along with MicroLifes that will kind of really set you on a new stage.
Okay,
I think John knows where I'm going here.
Well, yeah. The other thing is the trace minerals, the remineralizer.
There's two strategies I really want you to do.
So. Then the other thing is get the organic matter in the soil to feed the microbes.
So effectively, it's like you when you build a house, right? You make rooms for people, then you furnish it, and then you want the people to live in it. All three have to happen. So the minerals are kind of they're kind of the house itself, and the furniture is the humates, is the nitrogen, is the alfalfa meal. But then we got to make sure that the living entities are in there. And so MicroLife is good for maintaining a population, but a great way to kind of boost that is a compost top dressing. And so that's a great thing to do right now during the year. Anytime the rest of this month is compost top dressing. A little more labor intensive, but pretty cost effective too. And it will actually, you do that to start the year, and then all of your kind of efforts with MicroLife will basically double their effect. And so it's a really great way to kind of start the year if possible. And it's just kind of a unlocking the secret with the compost.
Okay, compost top dressing. Am I listening right?
Yeah.
Nature's Way is the place to go?
Absolutely. And then we're talking like a quarter or less of compost everywhere where you want to see improvement. And so you're really spreading it really thin.
Thin?
Yep.
Okay.
Very thin. There are companies that can do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, never want to put down more than a half inch at one time. You don't want to smother anything.
Yeah, and I really think you get just as much benefit from a smaller amount as from a thicker amount. So a quarter inch is kind of the max that I want to see any pile. And the blower is your best friend here. Is once you get kind of some piles down, blowing it around a little bit, blowing it down to the soil level.
Okay, now, if I get this myself...
Yeah, I've done it myself multiple times.
Square foot measurement, and I buy it and put it in the back of my truck, or can I get it in bags?
Either way, it's a lot cheaper in bulk in the back of your pickup truck.
Right.
Yeah, so one yard is 27 cubic bags, if each bag is a cubic foot. And so, you know, if you do the math on that, a yard is a lot better off than 27 bags, and then you don't have all the trash too.
Right. Okay, so and now this is going to be along with what from MicroLife to get those minerals kicking in, because I have never done anything to pay attention to the soil. I've always been of the this backwards way of thinking.
No, you're not alone.
I'm putting fertilizer down for the grass and the plants. Well, I ain't been doing nothing for the ground.
No, it's like saying, well, hey, I'm going to help you out and, you know, kill all your friends and family. It's like, whoa, what? No, that doesn't help me out. Damaging the soil does not help the plants, right? So you're definitely onto it, Ed. Our first flush is remineralizer, which is also, you can pick it up when you get your yard of soil at Nature's Way Resources or pretty much any garden pro. And all of, for me, I do the MicroLife brown patch because it's got a bigger pack of microbes in it. And then I also do the 624. In my veggies, I'm using the ultimate, but I love the liquids, the urban, the ocean harvest, the super seaweed, all that stuff. But hey, we're up against a break, man, so we're gonna jam out. But Nature's Way Resources has the remineralizer, the compost, great kind of those two. Between those two companies, you have all your lawn needs met.
And we have a full line of the MicroLife products too.
Oh yeah, when you're there, just pick up the MicroLife there. That's perfect.
I will be back at y'all on next Saturday. You can bet that.
Thank you. A great question there. 281-833-3333. John from Nature's Way Resources here. I'm Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Michael with Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. It's time to get planting. This month is a great time to decide on your gardens, what you're going to plant, if you're going to do seeds, if you're going to do containers, do you need cages? Well, I know we're all expanding them a little bit this year. We had great success last year. So come on down. We've got a great selection of seeds. They're all organic. They're all non-GMO. So it's a safe way to plant. We have a complete selection of earth-friendly soil conditioners, mulches, compost, shale, amendments, and also a selection of things that will help you with insects and disease control. All organic. That's the way to go. Get your soil healthy. Your plants are healthy. Some of our goods are beginning to arrive. Seed potatoes, onions, asparagus, all of those now can be planted without any problems. Strawberries should be in relatively soon. So if there's any ways that we can help you, remember us, Kingwood Garden Center, Warren Southern Gardens. Come on, we'll help you get planting. We're open daily for your convenience from 9 until 5:30, Monday through Sunday. And now back to John and Danny.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Good job up there at Warren Southern Gardens. All right, we're on the phone with Terry. We're going to try to get through some question askers here. Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Danny, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, question is, I heard you talk about elderberry earlier.
Nice.
I'm getting ready to go goji. I'm getting ready to do raspberry, blackberry. I've never done this before. What's the best way to go about this, and when's the best time to plant them?
Oh, man, all of those, so very different. Goji berry is a Himalayan mountain plant. And so literally your best bet is to get it to where it's got full winter sun but not a lot of summer heat and in a pot because it really loves it draining. That's the one thing of goji berry people don't get. Kind of like avocado, we cannot let it sit in water. It has to drain. So in any time, basically, since you're growing in a pot, you can bring it inside, whatever.
How big will it get, and how big of a pot do I need to use?
I mean, not.
You know, I got this pretty big pot.
John, do you got any take on that?
No, I've never grown goji berries. So I don't have any experience there.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure that if there's good advice on it. Not that big. This is like a meandering shrub. It's like a willowy. In the pot, it can be really kind of your spiller and hang down.
Okay.
So as big a pot as you get, it'll sort of grow into it. And so, I mean, it could be a huge one, but I really think a 20-inch, something like that, on the top. It doesn't need to be real deep, but the soil needs to be really well draining. So, you know, get something that's maybe got a little more drainage-focused one.
Okay. Yeah, more higher sand content.
Yeah, sand content, expanded shale, perlite, whatever for that. Okay, goji berry. That was good. Okay. What were your other ones? The goji berry.
The blackberry and the raspberry. I have a fence. I put up a new fence, so I'm thinking about just putting them along that and just let them grow, let them get after it.
Is this up at the farm or is this in Houston?
No, it's up there. It's
okay. So raspberry actually has kind of a high chill hour. And so that's something in mind there. You should be good up in Cold Spring on raspberry. If it's the
Dortmund is the only one.
The Dortmund
is a low chill variety.
So and that's still like 300 plus. So it's not like no chill. So, but the blackberries there's so many good ones. Wachita's great. There's a bunch of great thornless now. The thing is that both of these want to make like a bird's nesty tangle, right? And so you really want to give them a nice 4.5 foot tall trellis and just really keep them on there. If they get taller than the trellis and you can't loop it back in, just cut it. They won't grow fruit higher than 4.5 feet. It's kind of like this magical height away from the soil or whatever, but you can get them growing on this trellis and make a nice little wall. And especially if you've got a thorn variety, that's important because, you know, you don't want the ouchies.
Yeah, I remember growing up, Terry, that my dad had the Brazos blackberry. Had about a 20-foot row, and my job, of course, was to pick them. That little 20-foot row would generate 3 to 4 gallons a week of berries. Wow. I mean, tremendous. And, of course, my mother would make jams and jellies out of them, but it's a thorny variety.
Yeah. So, like, the Arkansas Pride, there's, that Wachita. There's a couple, like, that are going to make, I don't know what the size would be described, 50-cent peat, and that's too big.
Bigger than a quarter.
Bigger than a quarter. Like two quarters stacked on top of each other is a reasonable size to get on some of these varieties. And they're not new varieties. That's the cool thing about it. These are like pretty well-established varieties.
And two, depends on what you're going to do. Is it for fresh eating? Is it for using cereals? Or is it to make wine out of? Or is it
Terry, you're going to make wine?
Well, yeah, about 10 to 12 weeks ago, I went vegan. So I'm getting everything prepped and ready to go. Because, I mean, I've been doing real well with it, and I feel better about growing my own stuff. So I'm going towards.
Well, blackberries are nice. It will be bird feed a little bit, and so when it comes down to it, the way you handle that is by adding a little bit more, and you can provide for both you and them.
I've never had an issue about feeding the animals at all. Never.
Yeah, and then the last tip with them is that every once in a while a cane will die. That's how they grow new shoots. And when a cane dies, you just chop it into small bits, get it out of there. And that's the only pruning you need to do other than that 4.5 feet tall thing. So, man, best of luck to you. That's great. And blackberry and raspberry, kind of synonymous up in Cold Spring. In Houston, we'd have to do some special stuff for the raspberry, but not up there.
I do have one more question, if you don't mind. I had a tough go with blueberries. Those are easy to grow blueberries. I just can't get them to grow.
There's a lot of southern blueberries, but they take a little bit more care than others. You know, we had a blueberry demonstration patch at my business where we had about a dozen different varieties, special blueberry soil and bed. And they did good for a few years, but after 3 or 4 or 5 years, they started declining, even no matter what we did.
I think 7 is the year for them. I think they do not make it past 7. I put about 15 around my yard, some in some special blueberry acidic beds, some over by some trees, some in full sun. It was pretty sporadic. Some in every little area did pretty good, but I don't know that I got any like perfect advice for you. If you can get them producing for 3 or 4 years, you're doing really good.
Okay, that might be it then. Maybe like say it's past its prime. I did grow some and it went well, but after about 5 or 6 years, it just died off. I went, wow. I did something.
Well, they need they need even moisture. You know, they like 10-12 inches of mulch on their root zone, a cool root zone. I know there's some pick-your-own blueberry farms up in the Cleveland area, not far from you.
Yeah.
So there are, and up in Segno as well. That's why I kind of went that direction as well,
And what you might want to do is, Terry, is get some of their soil, because they may have the fungi you need to partner with your own blueberries for a little bit more success.
But that's a good point, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, but hey, we're up against a little break, man. And you know I love talking to you.
Appreciate you, man.
But we got Sharon and Mary Ann on here, too, so we're going to try to get to them.
Thanks.
Great guy. Yeah, he loves fruit trees. I love fruit trees. Always a good conversation. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros. We get back, we'll talk with Sharon and then Marianne.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Time for a tree? Fall's the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We are Home Show Garden Pros. And just so you know, we love connecting a lot of ways. Facebook page, you can Facebook message me. There's the Ask a Pro on our website. We also do our Facebook Live on Wednesdays, where we're lifting up nonprofits and governmental agencies and garden clubs that are doing cool stuff. So this is not the only place you have to get your questions answered by pros. So that's kind of a cool thing. Having said that, Sharon, what's your question for John?
Good morning. Roses and hydrangeas right now, because they have yellowing leaves, they've got a lot of black spot on them. And I'm wondering, this time of year, do I need to treat it or just let them all die off and start over in the spring?
Okay. Roses, black spot, it's more common this time of year because we got damp, cool nights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what variety of rose you have?
They're all David Austin's.
Okay.
I mean, I to me, the advice for hydrangeas and roses is the same. It's just hydrangeas are like maybe 10 times more sensitive. That's kind of how I see them. And so there's some dry out, there's some acidification, there's some foliar spraying. So, you know, I'm interested to hear what John's kind of advice is on that.
Well, I've never had, I don't have the problem, so.
Oh, sure, sure. So I'll say this as said, Centennial Gardens, we dealt with both of these plants.
Uh-huh.
And foliar spraying was highly effective. With molasses, with super seaweed, these things really open the stoma up. They got a lot of water moving through the plant. We stopped irrigation completely in winter. And also we had a problem with black spot only. We're using the acidifier from MicroLife as our fertilizer, but we only had problems with black spot when we had irrigation landing on the leaf surface.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Sharon, if you're watering with the hose and you're spraying the leaves, you know, that may be part of the problem, is you're rinsing off some of that great protection that nature provides on the leaf surface. And so
I'm trying not to, but all of these are all new beds. You know,
sure.
They've just been in for like 2 or 3 months. So I just didn't know.
Yeah, 2 or 3 months is about the time where you can just stop watering, and they will appreciate it. So the hydrangeas will kind of really show you when they want some water through a little bit of wilting, and the roses will never really want water again.
Also, on the hydrangeas, is it the hydrangea macrophylla, or is it our native hydrangea?
Yeah, what variety?
Oh, dear, I've got the...
kind of the blue-pink one?
Oh, you caught me off guard. I've got like 3 or 4 different kinds in this big bed.
Well, that's kind of a nice situation. I mean, for me, letting them dry out, they're not going to dry out in winter because there's no evaporation, really. And
right.
And I would use a molasses... kind of diluted molasses overspray with horticultural molasses as my first flush. And then making sure they're mulched and then kind of soaking them in with, or not soaking them, but applying the MicroLife acidifier. That's kind of what I would do. And John, you have your fungal compost that might be really great for these to build a fungal population in that soil. Because that is in nature why soil turns acidic is because of fungal relationships, not because of a volcanic, you know,
either the fungal compost or the native mulch, which has a high fungal content too.
Right, right.
Yeah, I've got both of those working. So
okay,
awesome.
I'm just impatient at this point.
Yeah, and these cool nights with a lot of moisture. Yeah, like I said, Danny said, just cut back. They just don't need water this time of year.
Cut off. I mean, no water needed. Probably on your roses ever again. Seriously.
If you would speak to God about that, I would appreciate it.
Sure, but we are not getting a ton of rain. I mean, we've been pretty light on the rain. So,
right.
I mean, if you feel like your soil is holding too much water, that's where humates come in. If you're putting that compost down, you're probably loosening your soil up. But, I mean, I think that people, us gardeners, we tend to, like, baby new plants a little too long. And so mm-hmm. it's kind of like they once their roots start kicking in to grow, we need to pull back on the water because mm-hmm. that will encourage more root growth, where if we keep putting more water into their little cereal bowl, it won't encourage it. And so that 2-3 months is really the time where you got to like just stop. So overspray those leaves. And then the last thing with roses is we had a lot of success ordering ordering predatory mites that ate thrips. And so Arbico Organics is what the website is called. They sell all these predatory mites, and you can get them in your soil, and they will stay there until we have
enough. Can you repeat the name of that company?
Arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O, organics.com.
Okay. All right. Maybe they'll help on my Italian cypress, too.
They do
definitely
have
will.
The things that... Also, on your Italian cypress, you do want to get the hose out and spray the leaves off on that one. It's like the exact opposite. So,
right.
Don't spray your rose leaves. Do spray your Italian cypress leaves. Sharon, thanks so much for the call.
When those cypress leaves, they start getting gray looking,
yep.
you know?
Yeah.
That's when you know.
Yeah, okay. The mites will live in the dust that collects on the leaves. So, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty wild how that happens. Well, thanks so much for that call. Great questions there. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers, and if you just want to improve your grass. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available. I think our customers come to Plants for All Seasons again and again because they have a good experience from the minute they walk in the door and see the selection to the load-up boy that loads them up with a smile on his face. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and John.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes, John is here, and we're answering your questions, helping you out. And Mary Ann, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Mary Ann.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have two quick questions.
And we've been pre-warned by that. Mary Ann, you don't have to go too fast. I'm just saying it's okay. We are going to do the first question in this segment and the second question in the next segment. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay, great.
So the backyard has four dogs. I think it's a St. Augustine, and it is super sick. How can mm-hmm. I thin it out?
Did you say thin it out?
Yes. It's like super
thick.
It's a nightmare for mowing. Like, I usually take the clippings and discard them elsewhere.
That's interesting. You know, I don't think we get that problem very often. What height are you mowing at?
5 inches.
Okay, so, I mean, you could bop down to 4, maybe. That might be a help. And then, is it, you don't have any thatch, I'm assuming?
No, but I, like I said, the four dogs keep it very well fertilized.
Well, I mean, their doodles are not really great fertilizer, and their pee-pee sometimes can be burning, but it seems like that it's doing great. So, yeah, we actually, it's a really creative, interesting question, how to thin your St. Augustine. I guess my impulse is just say mow a little bit lower.
That was my first thought, too, didn't it?
Yeah, and then are you watering it?
No, and I have in the summer, I do mow it lower, so I don't have to mow as much, but it is super thick.
Well, usually people count that as a blessing.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that I would encourage you. Why do you not count it as a blessing? I guess is my question. Because as I think about it, it's cool in your soil. It's probably leading to deeper roots. That's building resilience in it. So you're not having a lot of the problems. That thickness is out competing weeds. And so when it comes down to it, it's like you've got the dream scenario for a Houston lawn. And part of it might be that we just can't do a lot of other things in Houston as far as like, you know, when it comes to a lot of different lawn types. And so a thick St. Augustine is incorrigible.
It's very difficult to mow.
Yeah, yeah. When's the last time you had your mower sharpened?
It's due for it now.
So I do that yearly.
We do that in the winter months.
Yeah, yeah. I do it yearly, and sometimes I'll do it midsummer if I've got too much going on. And then also, I years ago just kind of stopped messing with iffy mowers, and I have a really nice Honda now. And so that's part of it too, is a little bit better mower to deal with it. So, but I guess mowing a little lower, you could get a thatching blade and thatch it, but that's a lot of work.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the big thing.
Dilly of a pickle there.
You know, I have a 6.5 horsepower Toro. I cut mine at 4 inches regularly, and no problem.
I'm just saying most of us are like celebrating the thickness, right? Yeah. But I get your point. It's like the mower is difficult to push through there, you know? And even sometimes if it's the front wheels on a self-driving one, they'll just spin after they mow a little bit because they get like slick from the St. Augustine cut. So,
you know, I've had to replace my front tires to keep tread on them.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
A couple times, and I do sharpen my blade 2 or 3 times a year.
Well, Marianne, I know we didn't help with that one, but hopefully we encouraged you a little bit. So we're going to take a quick break and then get to that. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For 3 generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, our last segment here with John Ferguson. We're on the phone with Marianne, who really got us a little bit philosophical over here. But with your first question about St. Augustine height and thickness. But Marianne, what's your second question?
All right. Is there a good way to contain banana trees, and should you chop them down each year for regrowth?
I'll say, okay, they make a pretty small pad, and so you can continue to take off about half of the new pups. Just kind of get a sharp shovel and slice them off between them and the kind of the pad, if that makes sense. And that's a good way to contain them. That's like maybe 4 or 5 times a year. It's not too much. And no, do not cut them down every year unless they're ornamental only and you don't like the tattered look. Their leaves are supposed to get tattered. That's kind of what they do to not fall over all the time. And so a better way is just to kind of cut off leaves as they get tattered and unattractive.
And depending on the variety, you know, most of them take 15 to 18 months from the time a shoot comes up till they have stalks of bananas, assuming they don't get cold, you know, destroyed by freeze.
So they need a long stretch of time to get to fruiting. Once one fruits, that one blade or stalk will die, and it's good to remove it after you've harvested bananas. But if it's just ornamental, I would just kind of continually remove ugly leaves.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Marianne. Great question. Great thoughts. And, you know, we were talking a little bit, a couple of other solutions to your St. Augustine problem, but you're dealing with such a dream scenario on the positive side that it's hard to come up with it. Our best thing is, like, keep those mower blades sharp, you know, like get a tune-up twice a year instead of once a year to keep that mower's, you know, really in top shape. That's kind of like Circle Saw, Southwest Fertilizer, places like that are helpful.
And just, you know, bigger, heavy-duty mower.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's the way to go, is a bigger, heavy-duty mower. I know that I'm 5 years into my nice Honda, and I am not regretting it. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Well, Danny, my Toro's now 25 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. And you're going strong.
Still going strong.
It's a rider?
Nope.
No, it's a little
it's self-propelled.
Push, dude. Yeah, but you've replaced the wheels.
Several times. With the...
We had a, I had to replace my, I had a Toro, but we had a party, and one of our friend's kids was taking gravel from our gravel pathway and just putting it in all the holes of the mower. And so that warranty didn't cover that. So that's an issue. That was an issue.
Yep. So.
Well, thanks for all the calls today. Big thanks to everyone who gave us a ring. We love helping you out as best we can. And next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. John, thanks for being here. Great job, as always.
My pleasure, Danny.
And Home Show Garden Pros, tune in Wednesday to our Facebook Live. We'll talk a lot. What we do here is just we'll talk through your gardening questions. So Home Show Radio is right after this quick break.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.